Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Bonnie Christian. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Monday, October the 5th.
It was a determination of the team, based predominantly on the timeline from the initial diagnosis, that we initiate dexamethasone.
Donald Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, telling reporters on the steps of the military hospital where the president is being treated for COVID-19, he was being given a steroid typically used for patients with severe cases of the virus. It's added to the confusing and at times contradictory updates on Mr. Trump's health. Dr. Conley suggested at the same briefing that the president could be released as early as Monday. Both the World Health Organization and the National Institutes of Health in the US recommend doctors use dexamethasone to treat only severe cases of COVID-19. Some suggest that the alternative is that the president's condition has been worse than what his doctors have admitted so far. In just days, the hashtag Proud Boys has taken on two wildly different meanings. During last week's presidential debate, Donald Trump was asked to condemn the far-right organisation who are considered a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Centre. The president replied,
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
His comments were celebrated by the group on Parler, a relatively new conservative social media platform. On Twitter, where the Proud Boys have been banned since 2018, the hashtag has also been trending, but not because of neo-Nazis and white supremacists. The platform has instead been flooded with images of LGBTQI plus pride. Bobby Burke, host of Netflix's Queer Eye, posted a photo of him with his husband, captioned, "Look at these cute little Proud Boys." And using the hashtag, the official Twitter account of the Canadian Armed Forces in the US shared an image of a serviceman kissing his partner, captioned with emojis of the Canada flag and the rainbow pride flag. Over on Parler, the Proud Boys responded with hateful messages, and Enrique Tarillo, its chairman, said the left was attempting to turn the group's name into a slur. Apple is suing a Canadian recycling partner for allegedly reselling more than 100,000 iPhones, iPads and watches it was hired to dismantle. The Logic reports that the tech giant filed the suit against Geep Canada in January. The firm hasn't denied the thefts, but filed a countersuit in July blaming three so-called rogue employees, adding that the company had no knowledge of it. Apple has argued these employees were part of senior management. It was reported that Apple discovered the alleged thefts at the end of 2017 and start of 2018. If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This month, Mars will come within 38.6 million miles from Earth. It's the closest the red planet will be for the next 15 years, and it means stargazing comes highly recommended. Mars and Earth are both on slightly elliptical orbits, so occasionally get very close to each other, as NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab YouTube channel explains.
The event known as opposition, which occurs about every 2 years when Mars is directly on the opposite side of Earth from the Sun.
The two planets have never been recorded lining up to hit that perfect closest point in their orbits. The closest they've been observed passing each other is in 2003 at 34.6 million miles. But in 2020, Mars will be bright, big and easy to see all throughout October. The best day for stargazing is the 6th. Could the common cold offer some protection against contracting COVID-19? Scientists at Yale University are hoping to find out. Their recent study found that rhinovirus, the most frequent cause of the common cold, could jumpstart the body's antiviral defences, providing protection against the flu. They discovered that it triggered the production of antiviral agent interferon, which is part of the early immune system response. Now they're looking into whether introducing the cold virus before infection from coronavirus could offer a similar type of protection. Meanwhile, dozens of animals may be vulnerable to the virus that causes COVID-19. That's according to a new study that suggests 26 animals regularly in contact with humans, such as pigs, horses, and rabbits, may be susceptible to infection. Scientists at University College London studied 215 different animals to see if the proteins that bind together to allow the virus to enter cells did so as strongly as they do in humans. They found that it did in some animals, such as sheep and great apes. And finally,
the Nobel Assembly has today decided to award the 2020 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Harvey J. Alter, Michael Horton, and Charles M. Rice.
Three scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology for the discovery of the hepatitis C virus. The World Health Organization estimates there are over 70 million cases of hepatitis worldwide and 400,000 deaths each year. The disease is chronic and a major cause of liver inflammation and cancer. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and prize money of $1.2 million. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.